I'm going to lie sideways, and I got over the 2 foot down, and I went one way and halted it, and I ain't bothering you.
That sounds about like me. I got on one bareback, and then saddle. Boy, that horse's skin was loose. I got on and went like that.
That's the way I went.
Rough. But say if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him if you wanted to get him started?
Get up. Come up and get up.
Mm. What about if you were moving but you wanted him to go faster?
Well, you break the line, you want to go faster.
Mm. And if you wanted him to stop, you'd say?
Whoa.
What if you were riding a horse, what did you call those things that you held in your hands to guide him with?
Rein.
Uh-huh. But if you were plowing, the things you held in your hands, you called them?
Plow
lines. Plow lines, I see. Yeah. And when you're riding on a horse, the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Ma'am?
Stirrups.
I see. Okay. Talking about calling to your animals, like if you wanted to get your hogs to come to you, how would you call them? Uh-huh. Yeah. They come running?
Come running.
Did you ever say anything to scatter them?
No, I never bothered to scatter them. Mm-hmm. I don't really try to get them together.
Yeah. What about if you were calling your chickens to come to you?
Call them the same way. Chick, 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 chick.
Did you say anything to them to scatter them?
I don't know how to shoot.
Uh-huh. What about if you wanted to get your horse ready to go somewhere, put on his, like you had to, if you were going somewhere on your wagon and you had to get the horse ready, you said you had to do what to the horse?
Gear him up.
Would that not be the same as somebody said he had to harness his horse?
That's all the same. Gear and harness all the same, because see, you're putting it on. You put a harness or gear, either one of them, all each one of them. Represents the same time.
Mm-hmm. I see. What all, when you did that, what all did you do? Do you remember?
Well, you put a collar on him first. And then you put the canes on him. And you get the canes on him. And then you got the back control and put him right. I forgot the name of it. And then you put his breeches on him.
His what?
Breeches.
Breeches?
Mm-hmm.
You got breeches?
Yeah, around the hook around his that way.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Go up on his tail.
Uh-huh.
And then going around the side of his, then he hooks up down to the shafts on the bird.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. That was gearing him up.
Yeah,
gearing. Okay. What these wooden frames that carpenters use a lot? That it looks kind of, well, I had me a sketch of it, I'll just draw another one. Looks kind of like that. What would you call that deal?
Did the carpenter use?
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't know unless it's a cement back box.
Or what about something made out of wood that looks something like that?
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see that?
No, I don't. It's bad. I got some glasses.
Well, it's just a long wooden piece, and it's got on each side it's got two legs coming down, and you can take two of them and lay boards across them and make a temporary table if you wanted to. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You remember what they're called?
Shafts,
or did they ever call them horses? Or
horses, yeah. You can make horses. I tell you, two pieces. You need them.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Okay. Say, in the morning when you get up,